And joins us now, Robin McLeod. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt and Dave. How are you both?
Very well.
Very well. And you had a big week last week. Now, I know you don't want to dwell on it because it is personal, it's private, and it was about a friendship. But we shouldn't let it pass that on the night that Julia Gillard was made Prime Minister, you were amongst a select group of people who shared that evening with her. I think it was over Chinese takeaway.
That's right, yeah. Look, Julia had a huge day. She was very honoured. She was straight to work and we just had a quick Chinese meal with her because she had to eat something and, you know, she was off to bed ready to work again the next day.
But you flew to Canberra because you and Julia Gillard go back a long way.
We do. We go back along around 20 years and it's a very personal friendship.
And right. She was maid of honour at your...
She was. She was maid of honour at my wedding only 3 months ago.
Okay.
With two fabulous dresses that were designed by a great Adelaide designer.
Okay. And was there something to do with a funeral service for a pet or...?
Oh, look, this gets so silly.
Okay, well, you're here.
I'll tell you the story. She had this beautiful little dog and a couple of little girls used to care for the dog while she was in Canberra. So when the dog passed away, the little girls were so upset. We did a little service for these little children that were about 6 years old. And, you know,
and
it then turned into
Dibley?
A bit of a joke. We did. I did a small eulogy for a dog on behalf of these little children that were very upset.
That's nice.
That's what girlfriends do for each other.
Yeah, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I think lovers around Australia would be very pleased with us for doing that.
Okay. Now, are you very pleased with your Water for Good plan?
I am.
Okay. Over the last few months, I think it's fair to say that there have been claims that the Water for Good plan that you were brought in to put together has been chipped away, that a little bit of water missing here, a little bit of water missing there, estimates that were counted on, perhaps brought into question, and cumulatively it's eroded the effectiveness of Water for Good.
Yeah, and I guess I find it a bit disappointing that particularly commentators are attempting to do that. Around Australia, and in fact around the world now, a number of other countries, Water for Good is being held up as the most comprehensive, overarching, adaptive water plan around at the moment. And
Can you give an example of that?
Absolutely. California. A Californian delegation came out last year and have asked to take Water for Good back and adapt it in California. The Water Services Association of Australia head, Ross Young, has publicly said it's the most comprehensive plan in Australia at the moment. What we've got to remember is it is adaptive. Unlike previous water planning, where you plan over 100-year cycles, what this plan does is it says we're living in changing times. We're living in a changing climate. We're living in an environment of huge population growth, potential changes in the basin plan, and so we need to review it on an annual basis. So every year, the minister, under the direction of a demand supply plan that's undertaken by my office, will say, this is how our resources are looking this year. This is what's happened to our rainfall, our climate, our population, and we will amend the plan if we need to. We gave an overarching strategic plan for the state that, according to current projections, will ensure South Australia's water security till 2050.
But we
look at that on an annual basis.
You left out of those projections the research you commissioned by KPMG to see what would happen if, under the new basin plan, our allocations were reduced.
We didn't leave it out. What they did, our consultants, as you would in any normal supply-demand study, did a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario. We chose the moderate scenario, which was the most realistic one. We looked at that scenario and said, critical human needs will always come first. There is no way that scenario was going to hit South Australia.
Why did you commission that research?
Oh, it's obvious. When you do economic modelling, that's how you do it. You do a worst case and a best case scenario and you look at the models and you decide which one we're going to choose. We also didn't choose the best case scenario, which was, you know, a return to the river flowing, an opening of the mouth, you know, back to nirvana. We didn't put that one in either.
And
we looked at a moderate.
Who did that scenario? KPMG as well?
Absolutely. Yes. So we looked at the moderate scenario and we said, even with the worst case scenario, they had said we would only be 17 gig short by 2050 in 40 years' time. So what we said is that is such a ludicrous scenario to put in at this stage, particularly when we don't even know what the basin plan's going to look like yet, and that isn't going to be in place until 2014 to 2019.
But didn't we get caught short here in Adelaide? Because we didn't think that we'd be facing a huge drought, an unprecedented drought.
Yes.
That's how we've been caught out before.
Yes, we have.
So you're dismissing the worst-case scenario. Haven't we learned in this state to include worst-case scenarios?
But that's exactly what we are doing, Dave.
You're
what
not,
we're saying
you've just
is
told us,
every
you've just told
year...
Us you've just told us you're not including the
no,
worst-case scenario.
No, every year we will look at the scenario that we are facing. What is our rainfall patterns? What is our population?
But we'll be into
and we'll
it
adapt
then.
It. We'll adapt it on an annual basis. The problem we had back in 2006 is we had just assumed water would flow like it had for the last 100 years, and suddenly it didn't. So what Water for Good does is it
gives... And your entitlements won't be cut.
No, absolutely not. Water for Good allows us to, on an annual basis, do a demand-supply plan and review it.
So the Rand government really got caught out. I mean, 2006, that was their first term, wasn't it? 4 years doing nothing and got caught really with their pants down.
Look, every state in Australia got caught. If you
no,
look,
we're not talking about every state.
Well, yeah, but it's true. Every state, you know, I know from back in Victoria, they weren't planning to build
allowed...
a desal plant in Victoria till 2035.
Everybody
got caught out.
We weren't planning to do one at all here.
True. And underwater for good. And certainly when I came here, the work that I did to ensure that became a 100 gigalitre plant rather than just a 50 gigalitre plant will ensure Adelaide's water security.
Oh, yeah. You started to get the act together after 4 years of getting caught with our pants down. You're independent. It doesn't matter if you say that they were caught with their pants down, does it?
Look, I think back in 2006, if you had your time again, there would have been some decisions made earlier than there were. The reality is we've now got a desal plant that's being built faster than any other one around Australia. First water will come out of it at the end of this year, and we will be able to, as I believe the Premier has said, reduce the water restrictions that we are facing now when that desal plant comes online. We do have a absolute insurance policy from a non-climate dependent source of water for Adelaide citizens. So, yes, there is a secure water supply for Adelaide.
Okay. Now, you refer to the desal plant, and about, 10 days ago, the Sunday Mail ran a front page story suggesting that the federal government has said, well, look, all of that money that we've given you for the desal plant, we want and expect in return a cut in Adelaide's draw on the River Murray. Now,
yeah.
Were you aware of that?
That is certainly not my understanding. When certainly the conversations that go on between the federal and state government are things that I'm not privy to, but I did, in pushing that we get a 100 gigalitre plant and in the understanding that some funding was coming from the federal government, my understanding is that meant a reduced reliance on the River Murray.
This wasn't news to you.
Sorry, that they had
asked... The Sunday Mail article wasn't news to you. I mean, you're aware of a federal government expectation that you reduce your draw on the money.
I had only just heard that recently, and it's nothing that I have been personally involved in. My understanding is we were to reduce our reliance on the River Murray, and you do that by having a desal plant, by having different storages. You can balance your water in a different way, which means when you do have extra water in the river, you can send it to the environment. So,
can we just are you telling the truth about that?
I beg your pardon?
Are you telling the truth that this was news to you? Because we've got an email here dated November 10, 2009, from you, where you say the Commonwealth response to me is that they would like to see us give up some of our licence and place the water into either the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder or an SA Environmental Water Holder. And that is specifically in relation to the $228 million Commonwealth money, which you discussed.
Look, I would have been hearing rumours back then that that was something that the Commonwealth may have been considering. There certainly was nothing that was sent to me in writing where they had proposed that.
You received a phone call from Ian Robinson of the Commonwealth last week. Re the matter of the conditionality of the $228 million Commonwealth money, which I have discussed with Scott. Ian is awaiting...
This is in November.
This is in
November. When was this?
Tuesday, 10 November 2009, 12:41 p.m. And it's an email from you, Robin McLeod, in your capacity, and it's sent to a number of people, including John Ringham, Alan Holmes from Department of Environment. There's a whole list.
I will go on and say that anything that was a negotiation between the Commonwealth and the state was anything that I had nothing to do with. I was not involved, and I continue to not be involved in any conversations. I think I find the thing most interesting there is you've got my private emails, and I'd like to ask you where you got those from.
Well, that will remain.
No, I think that's more of an issue, to be honest.
Well, it may be. But that, as you know, we won't tell
but
you
But it's
that,
not but. Something that I have been involved
but
in.
What it does,
I heard that there
well,
was rumours going on about a request from the Commonwealth. I never saw any request in writing from them, and that would have been passed on through through the department and other people to deal with. My view is that the money for the desal plant is to reduce our reliance on the river, and I would not support any reduction in SA Water's licence.
You say it was just rumours, but if this is what it purports to be... And look, Adelaide has had an experience with dodgy emails, so we would be more than happy to if you say this isn't correct.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's not correct. Okay. I can't recall it. I'm just more interested as to how people are getting access to, you know, emails I cannot even recall, private emails from more than eight months ago.
Because what this says is, I will be overseas. Did you go? This will help confirm it. Did you go overseas in November last
year? Yes, that's when I went. Yes.
Okay. I will be overseas, and I'm an apology for the next meeting, but I can advise that I received a phone call from the Commonwealth, that's Ian Robertson, last week, re the matter of the conditionality of the $228 million money. That's money for the desal plant. Ian is awaiting SA submission on this matter. I indicated that our submission would most likely say that simply that our desal plant will mean that we will not seek to increase our Murray licence in the near future.
And one of the views that I have always had publicly...
That's not a rumour, that's you being involved in negotiations.
No, it wasn't involved. That was a conversation I had with officers in South Australia. That was nothing that I had with the Commonwealth, and I have not been involved.
Is Ian Robertson a Commonwealth officer?
Yes, and I didn't respond to that email, I don't believe.
No, you're saying here, I've had a conversation with him about this topic, and Ian is waiting for an SA submission on this.
Oh, I see. Well, look, I would have simply sent a message back saying, I'm not in a position to talk to you about this, go talk to other people.
Well, it goes on to say, this is you writing, apparently. The Commonwealth's response to me...
I'm interested, is this how you want to spend an interview talking about something that I am not involved in? There hasn't been a decision made on any reduction in SA Water's licence. I would not support any reduction in SA Water's licence. If anything happens, that is not anything that I'm involved in.
But it shows you were. It concludes by saying, I've spoken to Scott and proposed that through Scott and Anne, a letter be drafted to the Commonwealth indicating we're not intending to reduce our SA licence, but rather that we will not seek to increase it as the population grows.
Yeah, and absolutely, that's my position, because as population grows in South Australia, because of the desal plant, we will not need to ask for more out of our River Murray licence. That was the important thing that we get out of reducing our reliance on the River Murray by having a desal plant. And that's what we meant when we said we would be able to reduce our reliance on the River Murray.
And that, I'm sure, to a lot of people would seem like a very reasonable position. But what we're asking you is... just how involved were you in the process? Because you're saying they were just rumours, you weren't involved.
Yeah, well,
it looks like you were involved.
Look, I honestly can't even recall that email, and I'm fascinated as to how you got it. But my understanding is that issue is something that is being discussed at the moment, and I can tell you now I have absolutely nothing to do with any discussions that are currently going on between the state and Commonwealth government.
But if the Commonwealth government... achieves what it wants to achieve, and that is a reduction in Adelaide's draw on the River Murray in return for funding for the desal plant, how will that affect the water for good?
Oh, look,
it won't,
for a start, that will not happen, in my view. That would not happen, and we will not see a reduction. In my view, I do not believe, and I would certainly be advocating to the government that they do not agree to reduce our SA Water licence. We only take 1% out of the river. So, you know, with the basin plan we are facing and other issues,
but have you factored that into the Water for Good plan?
What we would do is, if, under the absolutely unlikely scenario that happened, in our annual review of Water for Good, demand and supply, that would then be taken into account.
Okay, and who would have to then, if we're not going to accept a cut, who will?
We have a licence that we would have to accept reducing, and we won't. SA Water. It's an SA Water licence.
Okay.
It can only be used for critical human needs or to the environment. It can't be used for agriculture. It's only for our people.
Fair enough. Okay, so you would quarantine, put a ring around Adelaide or...
I would be recommending that
sure.
that happen.
Well, yeah. And other communities that rely on that. Okay, just to clarify that. So, but if the basin plan, and they are indicating, the government has said, the Commonwealth government's made it pretty clear, you're not going to get the $228 million unless there's a quid pro quo here. You've got to reduce your reliance on the Murray. Over and, you know.
And that's on top of the basin.
That's ongoing discussions between the state and federal government that I've not been privy to.
Okay.
But you're the independent... Water Commissioner, you're
and I would have a view on it.
and have been involved in negotiating
this. I would have a view on it, and my view has been we should not accept a reduction in the River Murray licence.
And we just get back to the question, but if we have to cop it, why isn't this included in your plan? Because this looks like a very real scenario.
Why would we, just think of it this way, why would we put out a document that would disadvantage South Australia? You know, why would you ever do that?
Because, I suppose because we've...
And by the way, Water for Good came out exactly a year ago yesterday, so that's a great anniversary. Whatever that email is you're talking about was put out in November. The document was printed in June.
Now, but I suppose the point is that the Premier signed the state up to what he called the historic agreement.
Mm-hmm.
He said we've got to get rid of these petty rivalries with each state looking after its own interests. We're going to put all that aside.
Mm-hmm.
We've signed those powers over to the Commonwealth. So when you say, why would we give it up? Because we have.
No, that's a different issue, though. You're talking about the Basin Plan. What you've been discussing with me now is any conditions that are being put around being given some funding towards the desal plant. That's a very different issue.
And it's quite clear.
We haven't yet seen what the Basin Plan has in it.
No, but it's clear that the Commonwealth expects a reduction in return for the desal plant funding on top of the Basin Plan.
Well, and my position on the desal plant funding is it will reduce our reliance by allowing us to balance our storages better, but it should not mean a reduction in licence.
And is it fair to say that, despite your earlier comments, you have been aware of this at least since November?
Oh, absolutely. I've been aware of it. I haven't been involved in any negotiations over it. And I actually think that proves it, David. I was going overseas. I got a phone call. I sent a message on to some relevant officers to say, you guys need to deal with this.
You had conversations with Ian Robinson.
Where I would have said, I'm not involved in this. You go deal with it through other officers.
Well, that's not what this says.
I don't do intergovernmental negotiations.
Okay. All right. Well, we must go because Tony Wright is... we're into time on with Tony.
Can I just make one final comment? I know there's been some conversations this morning about why people criticise Adelaide. Can I make the comment that I think commentators sometimes tear down some of the best pieces of work that this state has done? You know, and I'm very proud of Water for Good, and I think South Australia should be. It'll be adaptive. It'll diversify our supplies. We have our good legislation. We have stormwater happening. We have a desal plant. And I think sometimes you guys need to say to yourselves, are you responsible for some of the criticism that goes on rather than giving things credit when they're due.
Robin McLeod, thank you. Independent Water Commissioner.